going to begin. So we're starting now at 6:15. So today we are Daf Tezvav. We are on Yudalam and Beis, second to last line, Amar Rabba. So Rabba, we had mentioned the other day, the idea that pretty much hold that Lav HaNitak La'aseh, if you have an aseh that comes after to rectify the Lav, then if you violate that Lav, you don't get Malkos. The prime example is Gneva. So it says, V'heshev et Gneva is Gneva Sher Gazal. So if you steal, which you're not allowed to do, but there is no Malkos, it's a low sase to steal, there are no Malkos because the idea is, Nitak Lase, it's there to there's an ase to rectify it, which is V'heshev et Gneva, to return it. But Amar Rabba Bar Rachana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Kol lo sase she kedamol ase lo kin lav. But here, if we have a lo sase that precedes the ase, you would still get Malkos, right? What would happen? Sorry? So here is the precedes ase. So it seems, at first glance, that it's talking about where the psukim are located in the Torah. That if the lo sase is written beforehand, then the ase, then you would get Malkos, even if there's an ase that comes afterwards to rectify it. Tosfos says that can't be, because Tosfos says that the example I just gave by Gneva, by Gzela, the psukim are backwards. It gives the ase before the los ase. So it seems to be is that if it's any ase that you can violate, you could be makayim the ase even without violating the lav. I mean, the ase stands in the, yes, the ase would rectify the lav if you did the lav, but there's a mixed ase independent of the lav as well. Then that ase you would get malchus, even though it sort of may resemble a lav anitak lase. We'll get to see, maybe see examples. Okay. Because the previous Gemara mentioned, Alav Hanitak Lase, you are do not get Malkos, and now we're saying a little bit of an offshoot, that even though it's Lav Hanitak Lase, but the Los Ase is before the Ase, then you do get Malkos. Also, the whole parak is called Elohim Alokin, which is talking about the surah that you get Malkos for. So you're talking about certain instances where you get Malkos. But it's completely connected because it's talking about Lav Hanitak Lase. Right, that was the first 3 minutes of the introduction that we just did. So, Amrulo, so others who heard, so Machlok is here also, others who heard this statement by Rabbi Yochanan, or they heard the statement said by Rabbi Bar Chanan, and the name of Rabbi Yochanan, they said to either Rabbi Bar Chanan or either to Rabbi Yochanan, they said, Amart, did you really say this din? And Amrulahu, and whoever was the one who was spoken to, Amrulahu, lo, I didn't say this din. Well, Rashi says, when he says lo, it doesn't mean he didn't say it. Rashi says chazerbo. I may have said it, but I retract it, because something else came up, and I retract it. But Amar Rabba, the Rabba says, ha'elokim, which is a lashon of Shua, that Amara, that not only did he say it, he did say it, he does believe it, and uksiva usnina, and there's a proof to this from the psukim, and from the Mishnayos. So, okay. So he says, number one, it says to Ksiva, what's the pasuk? The pasuk says Vishalchu min ha-machane. You send somebody out from the machane. Well, what is that? That is the mitzvah asay for a tamei to not stay in the mikdash. Right? The full pasuk is in Bamidbar Perakei Tzavis Bnei Yisrael Vishalchu min ha-machane Kol Tzarua V'Cholza V'Chol Tamei LaNefesh. Different levels of tumah have to leave different machanos. The idea is that you cannot, if you're at a certain level, you have to leave that machana. That is the asay. Okay? And then it also says later on, which is the next pasuk, it says, Velo yitamu es machaneim. Right, there's a lav. The pasuk continues, right, Mizachar nekevet shalchu el michutz machanet shachum, Velo yitamu es machaneim asher ani shochem besocham. So, it seems, or again, it seems from the Gemara, that in Tanina, when we learned in the Mishnah that we're dealing with now, Habal Mikdash Tamei, someone who walks into the Mikdash Tamei, comes into the Mikdash Tamei, which is violates the Lav, right, that he gets Malkos. But why would he get Malkos? There's a Nitak Lase, apparently. The Nitak Lase is, if you go in, you go out. So it's Lav and Nitak Lase, so why should he get Malkos? So the Gemara seems to be saying that because it's a los ase shekamul ase. You can violate the los ase without the ase. How? So we showed him say there's an ase to leave where you are, and there's a lav to remain there while you are tamei. But there is also a possibility that, like, what happens if someone enters the place, wherever it is, let's say it's the Mishkan, he enters the place where he's pure, and he becomes tamei there. Whatever happens, there's a sheretz is there. If something happens, he becomes tamei there. He becomes a zav, whatever it is, and he became tamei. So there, he has an asay to leave, but there's no lav because he didn't go in. He didn't go in while he was tamei. So here you see an idea that it's an asay that can exist without the lav. The zay can exist without the lav, and nevertheless, and even though since it can exist without the lav, even though the asay can also rectify the lav, you will still get malkos. Seems to be saying. Not sure. So if that's the case, then it's proven that if it's proven now that a lo sase shekadmo lase, that a lo sase that can exist even without violating the lav, that you do get malchus. So why did Rabbi Yochanan, why was he choser? Why did he retract? So ella my time a kahadar bay. So what's the reason why he retracted? He says mishum the kashile onis, because the case of onis, the case of rape, was bothering him. Rashi explains the case of rape. This is the first short line. The kashle onis na'ara basula. You have a na'ara basula. The ashacham be'lo sase. You're not right. There's a lo sase, which is what shekad muase, which is that diksev v'lo siyeli isha. He has to marry her, right? He has to marry her. Of course, if she's willing. If she's unwilling, doesn't want to, it's up to her. But lo siyeli isha, right? And then it says that's an ase, and it's lo yuchal l'shalcha. He may not send her out. May not send her out. V'tanya alel. We learn a brayso on that. We'll see in a moment. If he does divorce her, then he has to remarry her, right? The yiftor, and he does not get malchus. You see, this is a lav shenitak lasei, even though the asei can exist independent of los asei, because asei can exist if you don't violate. You have to marry her, and if you don't divorce her, you have the asei anyway. If you do divorce her, then you have the asei to get her back. It's a lav nitak lasei. So here, the asei can exist independent of the lav, yet it still says you get that. It says that you do not get malchus. So that goes against Rabbi Yochanan. Let's see in the Gemara now. So Ella, my time or kahada bay, mishum the kashle onis. The Tanya have a brayso that says onis shegirish. So you have an onis and they're divorced. Okay. So im Yisrael who, if he is Yisrael, right? Therefore, he's permitted to marry a divorcee, right? So maxir, he has to remarry her because he has the nitak lasa, he has to fix it, right? He'd marry her. The ain't aloke, but he does not get malchus. This is a lavanitak lasei, you don't get malchus, even though the asei exists independently. In Kohen who, if he's a Kohen, then we're stuck. Then he can't remarry her, because he can't marry divorcees, so his loke gets malchus, the eno matzah, can't remarry her. The Gemara says, im Yisrael who matzah eno loke, if it's Yisrael, he has to remarry her and does not get malchus, amai, why does he not get malchus? Lo sasei shekodem aseihu. This is a lo sasei that can exist independent of lo sase can exist independent of the ase and the lilke. The lo sase could be just don't divorce her. Right? The ase only comes in here if he does divorce. Tosfos says by the Kohen, we say that it's loke, he can't remarry her. Why don't you say ase doche lo sase? The ase of lo siyelo isha will doche the lo sase that I'm not allowed to marry, not marrying a grusha. Tosfos answers, he says it's an asay she'enu shava b'kol. Daha I amra lo be'ina le lek asay klal. It's not an asay it's not a 100% asay. It's a contingent asay. It's dependent asay. It depends on her. She has to be willing to do it. So yeah, it's a mitzvah asay, but it's a mitzvah asay that has a condition. So for that, as Tosa seems to say, that mitzvah asay that has a condition is not strong enough to doche a lo sase.
No, it's not. I say doche lo sase, it has to be at the same time.
Right.
It's forced already.
But he's a continuous mitzvah for her to never marry her.
Understandable. It's
got
to collide at the same
time. Right. So it is. The second marriage is lo si elisha. Remarry her. He has an asay to marry her at that moment.
The other situation already happened. The divorce already happened.
Understand that. The divorce isn't the violation. It's the remarrying that's the violation.
I understand.
So that happens. At the moment I'm marrying her, I'm also violating the lo si elisha of marrying a divorcee. Of the second marriage.
Why not?
Why not? Tosfos disagrees with you because he asked the question, but and that's not the answer he gives. But at the second marriage, I'm doing the assay, I'm violating the law at the same moment. I'm marrying a grusha.
The situation.
What situation? I'm not sure I'm following what the objection is.
has to mean that both of those things have to come up at the exact same time.
The moment he marries her, he's doing both.
Exactly. So he's taking care of both at the same time.
That's asidu chalosasei. Because at the moment he's violating, as the moment he's violating the law, he's being mekayim nasei of lo sielisha. The moment he's violating the law of marrying a grusha, he's being mekayim nasei of lo sielisha, lo with above, that she should, he has to marry her.
Correct.
So it's asidu chalosasei. It's beidna. So it's at the same moment. Right. But Tosa says that Tosa is a different answer. Tosa's answer is that it's not enough, a powerful enough assay, because it's not something that could completely depend on him. She can reject it, and therefore that assay apparently is not powerful enough. Okay, so he says that's why he's chozer. He's chozer because you have this case of ones. You have this case of ones, which is basically there's three parts to it in this case. There's a first marriage, there's a divorce, and then a second marriage. So the second marriage, the assay exists independent of the los assay in the first marriage. It's los assay, he cannot divorce her. If he does divorce her, then there's another assay. So it's a los assay, shekadmo assay, and yet we say we don't get malchus, which also gets what Rabbi Yochanan said. The question is then, what does he do with this idea of the tummy? How does he get rid of that? That seems to be a proof. Okay, so now Ula is going to try to explain, what Ula is going to try to do now, I think, is going to try to explain that the case of ones is a regular case of lav hanitak laseh. That's why you don't get malchus, and it's not a proof to Rabbi Yochanan's din. So he's going to try to figure out that this is, because if you say that it's a case of lo saseh shekadmo aseh, then we got a problem. But if we say it's a regular case of lav hanitak laseh, then we don't have a problem, because the reason why you're not getting malchus is because it's a regular lav hanitak laseh. Hey, Amar Ula. Ula says no. Lo yomar lo si l'isha v'ones v'ligman motza shemra. What do you need the pasuk to tell me, lo si l'isha, that he has to marry her? We're learning now for Kabbal Chomer from Motzi Shemra. Case of Motzi Shemra is woman, man gets married to a basula, allegedly, comes after the first night, lo matzlasi the bitzcha basula, right? Motzi Shemra, right? So ma Motzi Shemra shelo asa maisa, right? You have a Motzi Shemra, he didn't do anything. He just, again, this idea, this dibor is not a maisa here. He didn't do any action. Amar Rahman, the Torah there says, velo si el isha, Torah there says that lo si el isha, that he has to be, stay married to her. Ones lo kosher kein. If he raped her, we actually did a terrible maisa. Lo kosher kein. So if that's the case, why does it say lo siyeh li'isha by the case of ones? We already learned it out from Motzi Shemra. So imeinu inyan lefanav. If we don't need it for the case for the marriage before gerushin, tineu inyan li'acharav. Put the mitzvah after gerushin, right? So im gerush yatzir. And then what would happen? I have the asay. The asay is following the lo sasay. It's lo, you can't divorce her, followed by lo siya the isha. If I take the mitzvah say and throw it behind the lo say, then I have a regular lav hanitak laseh, and that's why I don't get malchus. And therefore, it's not a case of lo saseh shekad mo aseh, and it makes sense why you don't get malchus. Okay. So Mara says, no, vakati, and the Gemara is saying you can't learn out ones from Motzi Shemra, because we're saying that Motzi Shemra is saying it's a kal v'chomer. Right? We're going to say there's a chumra also by Motzi Shemra. Right? The Ikla Mefrach, he says, Akati, onus Motzi Shemra lo gamar, the Ikla Mefrach, mala Motzi Shemra, shekein loke mashalim. Motzi Shemra is one of the few exceptions where there's you get malchus, and you have to pay. So there's a chumra by Motzi Shemra. So you can't, onus is more chumra because you did a maise. But Motzi Shemra is more chumra because you get loke mashalim. So I can't learn out of Kal v'chomer. So Gemara then says, okay, let's go the other way around. Gemara says as follows. Okay. Ella, lo yomar lo siyeli isha the Motzi Shemra. Don't say the words, don't write the assay of lo siyeli isha by the Motzi Shemra. V'ligmar me'ones. And I'll learn it out from the case of rape. Uma ones she'en loki mishalein, because ones, which is more kal, because it's not a case of loki mishalein, amar rahmana v'lo siyeli isha, the Torah there tells you, lo siyeli isha, hold here, hold up, Motzi Shemra, so Motzi Shemra lo kosher kein. So Motzi Shemra lo kosher kein. So if that's the case, Lama Namar, why does it say Lo Siyeh Le'isha by Motzi Shemra? Im Eino Inyan LaMotzi Shemra, if I don't need it from Motzi Shemra, because I'm learning it out from Ones, let me throw it to Ones. But, Im Eino Inyan Lefana, but I don't need it for Lefana by Ones, because I already know it from Lo Siyeh Le'isha by Ones. So Im Eino Inyan Lefana, Tineu Inyan Le'acharav. We're taking the Lo Siyeh Isha from Motzi Shemra and throwing it at the back end of Ones, taking it from one Pasuk, moving it to the other Pasuk, and then moving it to the back of the other Pasuk. To make it to be a case of lav hanitak laseh, as opposed to an assay that it's independent, now the assay is only after you violate the lav. Gemara says, can't do that either. How do you do that? Number two, I don't understand what I don't understand what that does.
What's a mechanism for that?
Well, that's that. That's one of the limud in the Gemara does all the time. Imeinu inyan makom there. You put something there. We've seen it a few times. Imeinu inyan. It's something that they do. If there's an extraneous word somewhere else, the Gemara takes it and puts it to a place where it needs it. So the question I have is that we said that the issue is, who cares where you put lo siyah le'isha? Who cares where you learn it from? Bottom line is, there is a mitzvah of lo siyah le'isha before divorce. So before divorce, it still have the assay independent of the lav. So you put the lo siyah le'isha again after the divorce. Okay, so there are two parts. There's lo siyah le'isha in the beginning. That is an assay that's independent of the lav. So get malchus for that if you don't marry her. And then there's a lav anitak lase. Sorry, there's no malchus over there at all. Sorry, it's a lav. But there's also a lav anitak lase. The second part, when you're divorced, then if you divorce her, then that part you don't get malchus because that's the only lav. I gotcha. I'm sorry. I have a very tough time with the Gemara.
No,
it's more confusing to me than the clock.
It's too far.
It's two different parts.
Right. So what are you trying to use for because
lo siyah le'isha, the mitzvah saseh, lo siyah le'isha doesn't necessarily come to fix the lav. And we said if the mitzvah saseh can exist independently, right? The mitzvah saseh can exist independently, you should get malchus. The Gemara says, hi, but in this case you don't get malchus. So they're trying to say this is a case where the saseh only comes after the lav.
But come to fix the lav.
Yeah, but you can have this saseh even without the lav. If I don't violate the lav, if I never divorce her, I have a mitzvah saseh, independent. So this is, since the saseh can exist independent of the lav, that's when we say you would if you violate the lav, you would get malchus. But now they're saying, yeah, fine, but we could take lo siyah le'isha and put it at the back end, and like what you're saying, and say that the lav can be fixed by a second marriage, I guess. And that second marriage makes it a lav anita klase, and therefore you get no malchus. Okay.
What happens if
she wants to get divorced? I don't know the law. I know she can reject the marriage, but
stay divorced.
But
she could reject the first marriage, and she would reject the second marriage.
Probably. Yeah. Probably.
Same thing as not taking
control. That would be the same thing, no? So then again, so it's not dependent on right. So they gets rid of the so that's what how you answer the coming question. I don't know. It's like, so the Gemara then says, no. So now we just try to learn. Now we try to do this Eino Inyan, and we try to take the Losi of the Isha for the Motzi Shemra and learn it to. We try to make a Kabbal Chomer from Onis to Motzi Shemra, and therefore to make the Losi of the Isha by Motzi Shemra extraneous to move it back to the back end of Onis. The Gemara says, no. Motzi Shemra Onis Nami Lo Gomer. You can't learn out a Kabbal Chomer from Onis to Motzi Shemra to Ikla Mefrach Ma'la Onis Shekeno Samaisa. Onis is more chomer. Each of them has a chumra. Onis does a maisa, and Moshe Shemra has malchus and mishalim. So you can't learn one from the other kavah chomer because neither of them are kavah chomer. They each have the chumra. So Ella, again, the whole point we're trying to prove here, we're trying to make onis a regular case of lava nikla klase. That's why you don't get malchus, and therefore it wouldn't be a disproof to Rav Yochanan's din, which was an assay that exists independent of the lav. You wouldn't get malchus if you violate the lav. So Ella lo yomar lo siyeh the ish of Moshe Shemra. Don't say lo siyah le'isha mochi shemer. Why? Shari ishtohi. What do you mean the mitzvah of lo siyah le'isha? It's already married. It's no assay to marry her. They're already married. That's the whole case. They're already married. Right? Lama nemar. So therefore, why does it say lo siyah le'isha by mochi shemra? Im eino inyan mochi shemra. It's not relevant to the case of mochi shemra. Tineu inyan le'onis. Let's throw it onto onis. Im eino inyan le'fanav. And if I don't need it for beforehand, because it already says lo siyah le'isha by onis, so tenei in miacharov, put it below siyisha at the end, after the case of divorce. So therefore, I would have it, like Marcel says, it's you cannot divorce her, and then there's lanita klase of lo siyeh le'isha afterwards, and that's why you don't get malchus, because it's a regular case of lav anita klase. If you violate the lav of divorcing your wife, of divorcing this woman, you have an assay to remarry her, if she wants. So therefore, it's a regular case of lav anita klase. Well, it says, no, the Ema, why are you taking the lo siyeh le'isha from the case of Motzi Shemra and throwing it to the back of the case of Ones? Take the lo siyeh le'isha, which is extraneous at the beginning of Motzi Shemra, and throw it to the back of Motzi Shemra itself. Right? Say, imeinu inu l'fana of the Motzi Shemra, tineu inu l'achar v'idei, and the lalaki. So that, why don't you just say the lo siyeh le'isha by Motzi Shemra, you don't even need the beginning, because they're already married. put it at the end, and therefore you have it, that he has to remain married to her, and if he divorces her, it's nitak lase, v'lo si le'isha, and just have it right there, and then you don't learn anything up to onus. So again, we're stuck. The Gemara says, Ein hachanami. Now the Gemara says something that's bizarre. I don't know. It says, v'asi onus v'glamer minei. We'll just take onus and learn it from Moshe Shamra. What do you mean? We just tried that, and we rejected it. And the Gemara then says that. B'mai glamer minei. What are you learning onus from Moshe Shamra? Iba kaba chomer, iba mematzino, ikla mefrak de brachinon. Right? Ma'al Moshe Shamra, shekin lo asa maisa. We just tried to learn onus from Moshe Shamra, and we said we couldn't do that. We said we couldn't do that because Moshe Shamra was... Moshe Shemra didn't do a Maisa, whereas Onus did do a Maisa. You weren't able to learn one from the others. I don't know what the Gemara says. Ein hachanami, v'asi Onus v'glamer minei. What was the Havamina? I don't know. So, Ella Amar Rava, so Rava gives a different answer of why the lav of not being able to divorce your rape victim is considered lav anita klase. Again, the whole reason why we do this is you want to say that the obligation, the lav of divorcing the rape victim is a lava nita glase, and that's the reason why you don't get malchus, and then it doesn't become a question on Rav Yochanan's halacha. The Gemara says, Ella Amar Rava, it says, the pasuk says, Kol Yomav. The pasuk is, Lo Yuchal Shalcha Kol Yomav. He may not divorce her all his days. Kol Yomav is a little bit extraneous, because he's not allowed to divorce her. So what does Kol Yomav come to, to add? So and v'chein ki yasa rav and rav yochan kol yomav ba'amod v'hachzer. Sorry, anyway, it says rav kol yomav ba'amod v'hachzer. V'chein yasa rav and amar rav yochan kol yomav ba'amod v'hachzer. That there is a mitzvah. What kol yomav says that if there's a divorce, you have a mitzvah to return her. Yamod v'yachzer, get up and return it and do it again. So therefore, you don't need the lo si le'isha. What you're seeing from here is that lo yuchal l'shalcha, which is a lav, kol yomav, which is the asay to have to return her to you. So it's a regular lava, nita klase.
No malchus.
If you have a lava, nita klase, there's no malchus. That's agreed. The case we're dealing over here is that the asse exists independent of the lava. It precedes, Lashon uses lase, it's a los asse, shakadmo asse. But here we're saying, no, it's a regular case of lava, nita klase. That's why you don't get malchus. And Rabbi Yochanan's din that we started with can still stand that you would get malchus if it is a los asse, shakadmo asse. So the Gemara then says, Amalei Rapapa L'Rava, Baha Lo Dame Lave L'Lav D'Chasima. Why would you get Malchus here? This Lav is not similar to the Lav D'Chasima. The Lav D'Chasima is, we said, Lo Saxom Shorba Ziso. You may not muzzle the shore while it's plowing. That is the quintessential proof text of a Lav. Every Lav has to be similar to that. That's what it says, Lav D'Chasima. Now this isn't similar to the Lav D'Chasima because a Lav D'Chasima, there's no assay connected to it at all. And therefore what? And that's what, and you get Malchus. And Rashi says, he's going back, right? He's going back to the dinner of Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan said, whatever the case would be, a lo assay shekadmo assay, if you have the assay that exists independent of the lav, you would get Malchus. So now comes Rapapa and says to Rava, how can that be the case that it's not similar to Lava Chasima. Lava Chasima, you would get Malchus, because it's not a Lava Nitak Lase, you get regular Malchus. But the case of a Los Asseh, Kad Moaseh, is not similar to Lava Chasima, because wherever this thing is, there is an Asseh associated with it. So therefore, you should not be getting Malchus. The only way you get Malchus is if it's similar to Lava Chasima, and a Lava Chasima doesn't have any Asseh associated with it. But the point being, the whole point was, is that by saying that the assay can exist independent of the lav, that means it's not associated with the lav. It makes it separate, because it exists separately. So I don't understand the question. I certainly don't understand the answer. So Amrlei, Mishum de Kosabe Rachmana Asay Yisera Migra Gara, because the Torah writes an assay next to it, it's going to make it less and therefore take away the malchus? And the Mar says, yeah, that's the whole idea of lav anitak la'asay. If you have the Mar says, Ihachi lav shenitak la'asay, Nami lema mishum the kasebe rachmana say you say megagrara. Just because there's an assay associated with it, you would get malchus. Where it says amalei alhulin ituke lava hudasa. No, a lava nita kasei, they get linked. What happens is you get that lava nita kasei, they get linked. I do a lava that the Torah gives me a mechanism to fix it. They become linked. That's why they don't get malchus. But in our case where you have the assay exists independently, don't know why they wanted to get to this. I think we knew this before. And where the yaseh can exist independently, so it's clear that the yaseh is not there only to fix the lav. The yaseh is there independently. And that's why it's similar to the lav d'chasimah, and that's why you would get malchus. Okay. I'm very confused. Very confused. I'm in company. Definitely in company. Okay. So, I mean, this continues now. The Gemara then says, Hanicha l'man d'amar bitlu v'lo bitlu, el l'man d'amar kimu v'lo kimu ma'ik l'neymar. This works all fine and dandy according to the Shita who says, in the Brisa we're going to see, bitlu v'lo bitlu. But according to the Shita, it says, kimu v'lo kimu, it's not good. So what is the answer is basically on the teretz of Rava. The Rava's answer that kol yomov ba'amol b'chazer, basically all his days. Now, there's a concept of bitlu v'lo bitlu and kimu v'lo kidlu. So now, when you have a case of the rape, so the idea we're saying is kol yomov, he has to remarry her all the days of his life. He has the saseh all the days of his life. Now, when would you violate this? So, according to the Maimonides, it's bitlu of bitlu. Since I have a fix, there is never a finality of the violation as long as the yaseh is possible. So, if I don't have to marry her day one, moment one. I can marry her in a week, in 2 weeks, in 3 weeks, in 4 weeks. And when I marry her back then I fixed the lav. I fixed the lav. So that guy divorces the ones. He doesn't get malchus unless he's mevatel. The essay. How does he move up to the essay? The example Rashi gives is he takes a neder that he would never remarry her or something like that. Then he's move up to the essay and would get theoretically would get malchus.
Excuse me, but he also be malchus.
What? Yeah, maybe, but you have to figure out a way. But at that moment in time, he's move up to it. At that moment in time, he cannot be mekayim it.
If he be malchus, it's still open ended.
I don't know, but I think matroneder is a heter. You have to say that matroneder doesn't make it open ended. It just becomes there is a potential way out later, but it's what? Sorry,
it's a loophole.
It's a loophole, but at that moment in time, he's knocking her out completely. There's definitely a difference between somebody who was not who made an neder or didn't make an neder.
I understand.
So now he's usher. But the other case is the other shita holds no kimu v'lo kivlu. He has a chiv on the spot right now to remarry her. And he's in violation every moment that he doesn't marry her, right? The alternative he has is he's chayav malchus. The Torah gives him an alternative to remarry her. As long as he doesn't remarry her, he's chayav malchus on the spot. So that's the case of kimu v'lo kimu. So according to him, he's chayav malchus right away. In order to pot yourself from malchus, you have to mekayim the yaseh. So Rava becomes a problem to the second shita. Why? Because the case is Rava says. That it's Rava says that kol yomov, right? He divorces her, and he has the assay, the fix it of kol yomov. But so long as he doesn't remarry her, according to the second shita, he's violating it and has to get malchus.
Right.
I think that's what it's saying.
How many times?
I think every day. Yes, I don't know.
Every day he will get it.
Maybe.
Gets it once.
Maybe. What? Only gets it once?
Kol gets it every single day.
I don't know. This is a long Rashi here. Maybe he says it.
Well, he can't remarry, or a Kohen can't remarry.
The Kohen gets the malchus once, and I guess he's done, because he's out. But the Yisrael has to remarry her. That may be a different case.
Yeah, I'm trying.
Why is different?
Kohen only gets one.
Kohen's getting it because he's stuck.
But Yisrael doesn't get it because he's not stuck.
What? I don't know. You ask a question. I don't know the answer. I don't know.
If Rambam says that every day he lived in Mitzrayim, he was a sinner, then... Concept that the sin is...
Why? But is there a chiyuv malchus for living in Mitzrayim?
No, by the concept that each day is...
No, there's no question he's in violation each day. The question is, does that violation lead to a malchus?
Right.
I don't know the answer.
He's
supposed to know the answers. All right. So where is he? Let's just read in Rashi. He says... If you look in Rashi, the last Rashi, it's 1, 2, 3, it's 4 lines in the bottom, all the way to the left. It says, El Laman. El Laman de Tani, Kiyim es ha-say, Potter. If he's Mekayim the say, then you're Potter. Lo Kiyim Chayev. Sha-say, Tikuno Sholavhu. The Asay fixes the Lav. The ein halav toloi bebitul asay. I don't know what that means. The lav is not dependent on being mevatel asay. You have the lav there the whole time. Shemishasha avra alav nigmar. The moment you violate the lav, it's over. Aval haasay nikant la kor hamalkos. The asay is there to uproot the malkos. Ulechishayavelu beizdin. When it comes to beizdin, right, that first moment, o yikayim asay, either he's mekayim the asay, v'yiftar, o yilke, or get malkos. Maybe it's just on that spot then. So lekele meimer kol yama biamod v'chazer kai kidamarta. You can't say that he has, you know, eternity, the rest of his life, in order to fix it. He has that moment in time when it comes to beizdin. Shim lo yechziren miyak shivelu beizdin yalkuhu. It seems to hear that he gets one set of malkos. And if he doesn't go, I guess every time he would go to Beis Din, he would get malkos. If he refuses, he goes to Beis Din. The halekula meimer yikayim la'achar zman. Then you can't say that he's going to be mekayim the asay after some time. The imkain lo kayim hechidami, right? La'olam hu yochel omer ani mekayim. Because the guy can say, when will you get the guy? He can say, no, I'm going to do it tomorrow. I'm going to do it tomorrow. I'm going to do it tomorrow. So he punishes him right on the spot.
It sounds like it's a one shot deal.
It does sound like a one shot deal. But only one shot deal each time. Let's say they bring him to Beis Din again. Let's say the woman said brings him to Beis Din again, 2 years later. I don't know. I don't know the answer.
For what? For the same thing?
Yeah, again, I don't know the answer. So, I don't know. I still don't know. So that's the case. So the Gemara says, so this whole deal of Rava, who says that it's a regular case of Lava Nitak Lase, that only applies if you hold Bitlu Velo Bitlu. Because then I have all my life to be mitakin. Therefore, this asay can fix the los asay. But according to the man d'amar who says kimu v'lo kimu, then why would you never get malkos? Right. It's not a case of lavanita klase because at the moment he says no, he's going to get malkos. So the Gemara answers by lining up the shitas. The Gemara says midi hu taima el Rabbi Yochanan. The whole reason why we had to come onto this drasha was to answer up for Rabbi Yochanan, to show to Rabbi Yochanan that this is a case of lavanita klase. Right, and that's why you don't get malchus, and therefore his din would be okay. However, and ha'amar le Rabbi Yochanan l'tana t'ni bitlu chayev lo bitlu potter. Rabbi Yochanan is the one who says bitlu lo bitlu. The shitas line up. We said it's only good according to the Mandamar who says bitlu lo bitlu. That's Rabbi Yochanan, so we're okay. Now the Gemara's going to have to show us where Rabbi Yochanan says bitlu lo bitlu as opposed to kimu lo kimu. So the Tani Tana Kamei de Rabbi Yochanan. I sometimes feel like you're learning, like you're walking on an edge. Like I'm on the ledge right now. I haven't fallen off yet, but I'm teetering. I'm just not holding on tight. You know? Right, I'm about to fall off. I don't have good balance. The Tani Tana Kamei de Rabbi Yochanan. So I guess the Amoraim taught this Bryce in front of Rabbi Yochanan. It says as follows: Kol mitzvah lo satsei sheyish bo kumasei. A regular case of a lava nita klase. I have a los ase that has a kum ase. So kiyem ase sheva potter. If you're mekayem the ase, then you're potter for malkos. Bitel ase sheva, but if you're mevatel, right, you're purposely mevatel it, then you're chayev malkos. So amalei, so Rabbi Yochanan says to the Amora, your lashon is inconsistent. Your language is inconsistent. Maika amart, what is this thing that you said? You said kiyem. You should say the words kiyem. It should be kiyem potter, lo kiyem chayev, or bitel chayev, lo bitel potter. Which way are you doing it? Right? It doesn't make sense. Yeah, it does make sense. Okay.
It does make sense.
Does make sense. Right? Right. No, the next line. So my kamart, you have to say one way or the other. And Rav Yochanan says, Rav Yochanan tells him, tni, bitlu velo bitlu. That answers our question, but how does it work over here? So he says it should say kol mitzvah asay sheish makum asay. If you're mevatel the asay, if you're lo bitel asay, you would be chayev. You would be potter. But if you're mevatel the asay, you would be chayev. Meaning, like we said before, if you have a lava nitak lasay, the only way you would get malkos is if you the dafka do something to be mevatel the possibility to become the asay. Our case that Rashi brought down was the case of neder, despite Yoni's objection. That's but and he has a kasha there because maybe you have to figure out why neder is a legitimate example, but the idea is that the only time you would be chayev in the lava nitach lasei is if you are mevato, you purposely push away the ability to mekayim the asay.
The difference is here is the kiyim and lo kiyim is a question of zman. If he doesn't give specific zman, you cannot the lo kiyim can never be ascertain. Well, the bitlu is actually a declaration. I am not married. So
right.
Now
you're out. Right. Sorry. So he says. So this other sheet just says that you have an extended period of time in order to be exactly what you're
right.
saying.
The extended is not. The
it's indeterminate.
What is extended? 10 years.
Right.
Married
that's
in 10 years.
So that's
now.
That's the right. next side. That's the other side. So Rav Shimon Lakish Omer, no, kimo v'lo kimo. It's all about being mekayimit. You come to be. You did it. You violated. You violated the lav. You can fix the lav. You're chayav malchus. You can fix the lav by doing the assay. Go do the assay. You didn't do the assay. You're done. You didn't fix the lav. You're chayav malchus. I mean, that's the second side. Exactly what you say, because it's just this indeterminate amount of time. Like how long do you have? According to Rav Yochanan, how long do you have? So Rav Shimon Lakish Omer kimo v'lo kimo. So that just basically was gone there to explain to us that it's Rav Yochanan who holds bitlu v'lo bitlu. And that answers what we said. Oh, it only works well according to Manda Amar. Says bitlu bitlu. That's perfect because that Manda Amar is Rabbi Yochanan, and this whole thing of this whole doctrine we're not understanding is to try to prove try to help Rabbi Yochanan, who said in the beginning of the daf, who said that a lav that exists, and a say that exists independent of the lav, even though it could come to fix the lav, if it can exist independently, you do get malchus. So we're all just the whole thing was trying to rehabilitate that statement of Rabbi Yochanan, and we just did because it works according to the shita of Rabbi Yochanan. So now, this case, it's funny, because we just learned that their machlokas about bitlu vol bitlu, kimu vol kimu, has to do with how they're viewing the assay, right? One way says you have the whole life to kind the assay, and one says, like Marcel, that you have to do it right now, because it's indeterminate at the time. And one says, no, but my kamiflgi, what's their machlokas about? Bahasra suffik kamiflgi. Well, maybe it works out. Bahasra suffik kamiflgi. Marcel basra suffik shmei asra, or Marcel basra suffik lo shmei asra. Rabbi Yochanan, Hasra Safek. In order for someone to get Malkos, you have to give them Hasra. You have to give them Hasra. But you have to give them Hasra that says, if you do this, you will get Malkos. What happens if you give them Hasra that's Safek? If you do this, you might get Malkos. So the case over here is Hasra Safek. So it's easier according to the mind. Let's see. So Hasra Safek, Shmei Hasra, that would be Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says you have this long period of time until you would violate the assay. He says, therefore, you can say that a lav shenitak lasei is not finished in mevatel the possibility of kind of yasei, because you can say at the moment you violated the lav, you could tell him, listen, you violated the lav, you're going to get malkos if you don't do the yasei later.
Right.
So it's a hasra suffix, because maybe he will do the yasei later. So if that's a valid hasra, so then that works. But according to Rav Shlakish, the hasra suffix is loshman, so you can't do that. So therefore, if you give Hasra now and say, no, that you violate the law now, and later on, in the rest of your lifetime, you don't do the assay, you will get Malkos, that doesn't work. So he has to say, if you violate the law now, you will get Malkos now. How does that work? Because it only works if the case is at that moment in time, he's going to get Malkos right away.
Otherwise, it's open-ended.
Otherwise, open-ended. Right. It's the same. I think it lines up. Right? And Rashi says, look at Rashi, the Yochanan, the first wide line. Yochanan saw Hasra Safik Shmei Hasra. V'yafodav v'chol lo sasei shenit laksei l'dvarav Hasra Safik hi. He says, any lo sasei, the nitla lasei, that's Hasra Safik. Sharek is sha'over al halav, because when he violates the lav, tzarek lahasra spoke. You have to give him a warning. V'hu amar, shegamar halav, v'hu amar, meaning Rabbi Yochanan says, shegamar halav v'bitu lasei taloi. The violation of lav is dependent on him pushing away the asei. So, Ukisha Masrimbo, Al Tigarish, we warn him, don't divorce this the rape victim. Safiku Shemlo Yivatu Lasasei Lahadira Bahana. It's only a suffix that he'll be Mavatu Lasei to what we said the case was that he takes a nedra that he'll never get another from her. Right? Ulukishi Yadira Vivatlu Ka'amadalaki. Al Masra Safik Shmasra. It's a suffix as to whether or not he's going to violate, he's not going to maintain. It's a suffix as to whether or not he's Michael Malkos, it all depends on whether or not he pushes away the assay or not. But, Reish Lakish Savar Asra Suffix Loshme Asra. Hilkach, Im Haya Gemar Halav Tola Bibit Lasei, Lo Haya Lokalav. If the violation of the lab would be dependent on him pushing away the assay, it would never have Asra. He'll never get Malkos. Ela Halav Mishagirish Nigmar. V'havi Le Hasra Zvadi. The lab exists at the moment he does it. He's Chai of Malkos right away. V'hasei Nitan Liyos Tachas HaMalkos. The assay is just a substitute for the Malkos. So when it comes to Beis Din, he has a choice. Either you're going to be Makayim the assay now, or you can get the Malkos that you already Chayev right away. I don't know. And he says, the Azvot Tamayu, with this we'll finish. And they go to Shitasas, they're consistent in the Shita, the Itmar, it says in the base Medrash, Shvua, this person says, Shvua she'ochal kikar zehayom. The person says, he swears that he will eat this loaf of bread today. Right? V'avar hayom v'lo achala. And the day passes, and he doesn't eat the bread. Rav Yochanan and Rish Lakish Amitarvayu ain't aloka. Both Rav Yochanan and Rish Lakish say they don't get Malkus. Okay? Well, but they have different reasons why they don't get Malkus. Rav Yochanan Amar ain't aloka, why? Rishun Bahabi Lav Shem Omaisa. It's a lav that doesn't have a maisa. How do you violate the law? It's a shvua that I will not eat. It's a shvua that I will eat this, and he violates it by not eating it. So he violates the law of not fulfilling his shvua by it passively. That's why he doesn't get Malkus. But Reish Lakish doesn't need that. Reish Lakish says, "Ain't a lokum should have a asra suffik." The chol hasra suffik lo shema asra. This is asra suffik. Why? How are you going to warn this guy throughout the day? Throughout the day, you're going to go tell the guy you have to eat the bread, because if you don't eat the bread, then you're going to violate the law. You've got malchus. He says, "Don't worry, I'll eat it at 2 o'clock. I'll eat it at 3 o'clock. I'll eat it at 4 o'clock." So unless you give him asra at the mamish, the last moment of the day.
So at 59, you stop.
That's what you're saying right now. Unless I'm thinking, maybe if you give Asra at the last moment of the day, but until that, if you gave Asra any time throughout the day, it's Asra Suffolk. Because you can't say Bavadai, if you violate this now, if you don't eat it now, then you're gonna get Malkus. Because you can eat it later. So they have different reasons. Okay. We'll stop here tomorrow to continue on this and say that both Rabbi Yehuda, both Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan are the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda.
And you can't eat Asra at the end of the day, because Suffolk by the end of the day is
okay. Okay.